You ever ridden him?
Uh-huh. And then if the horse bucked,
he's pitching or bucking.
Uh-huh. What would you say happened to your Easterner?
Well, I'd say he's bucked off.
Well, we talked about horseshoes. Where did you put those on the horse?
Nail them on the hooves. Pick up the feet and nail them on the hooves.
Did you play any games with these?
Yeah, you pitch horseshoes and have a stake and pitch, try to ring that stake with them. And
did you ever raise sheep, or were sheep at all common?
No, we always had it in for sheep, man. We never did that sheep.
Just like television.
Yeah, we just got it. I don't know anything about sheep.
Oh, how about your winter clothes? What were they made out of?
Well, generally woolen. Uh-huh. And woolen shirts and woolen trousers and pants.
To talk about hogs again, if you're going to raise them, what do you need?
Raise what?
Pigs.
Oh, well, you'd need a sow and a boar.
Uh-huh. And if you remove a boar's testicles, what do you say that
is? He's a stag.
What do you call that operation where you...
Cutting them. Castrating them is a proper name for it. Castrating.
You cut boars and stallions and bulls.
Yeah.
Whole works.
Yeah, we just... All it is called cutting them. Mm-hmm. We cut some horses yesterday.
Hmm. And now they're geldings?
Yeah. Made geldings out of them.
Uh-huh. With hogs, or boars especially, when did you call those old coarse hairs on them?
On what?
On the hogs, on the boars.
Oh, there's bristles.
And the big teeth?
Oh, those tusks. There's tusks. Uh-huh. Boars tusks, they call them.
Did you have any special contrivance out in the field, or maybe shaped like this, where you could put your feet in for any of the animals? This would have to come in
feed racks. Uh-huh. We call them feed racks.
Do you ever have any of those for your pigs?
No, we just have a trough called a slop trough. Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you call the sound that a calf would make when he was being weaned?
Well, he's bawling or blatant, bellowing, blatant mostly, bellowing.
And the sound made by a cow at feeding time?
She'd sort of moo and bawl.
I keep writing these things down. See, they register here, so I know where they're on the tape.
Let's see.
And then I can just go get it. How about the noise a horse makes at feeding time?
He whinnies.
Did you have chickens?
Yes.
What did you call a chicken that was on the nest with a bunch of eggs?
She's setting hen.
Uh-huh. Did you have anything special that you put in the chickens' nests to get them to come back and lay there?
Yeah, we'd have some straw or some cloth or something, make sort of a soft place for them in there. Mostly straw, if you've had some wheat straw or something like that, you put that wheat straw in there for them to make a nest for them.
Did you have any of those artificial eggs that you'd put in?
Not a long time ago, did later on.
What did you call them when you finally got them?
Well, just imitation eggs. I don't think I've had any in my life, but I've seen them. I know what you're talking about. They're glass eggs. Just, uh-huh. Yeah.
What did you keep the chickens in at night?
Chicken house. Have a little separate house when they go in there and roost.
And after you ate the chicken, the bone that was right in front here?
Fully
bone?
Uh-huh. Yeah.